Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Basic Education Laws Amendment Act has been signed into law. So the question, it's one of the most, does have sweeping changes in South African schools. But we just need to understand exactly what this is, what this is about, and what it really, really means. What are the changes, and what was the reaction to it? We are joined this morning by Rob Hutchinson. He's founder of Dear South Africa. Rob, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Hoping you're well. So where are we with this? Because everyone's been talking about this Better Act for a while. What is the story now?
Morning, Howard. Trust you're well. It's quite an interesting thing. It's been going on for quite a few years, going through the public space and around Parliament, and the Department of Basic Education has been bouncing out a total reform of the basic education laws and how basic education is conducted in South Africa, right from syllabus all the way up through to how schools are handled, admission policies, language policies, and everything else to do with education. There's been a lot of controversy around it, especially around homeschooling, language issues and so on, and removing the rights from school governing bodies and placing it with the department and especially the minister, the HOD. And that was signed into law last year sometime by the president. So it's actually now an act, and now they're putting out the regulations for public comment. The regulations determine how the act is rolled out, and it's basically the workings of the act, the how to enact an act.
Right. So what was it that has sparked such fierce debate?
The main issues are around language policies. Is obviously a kick up from the Afrikaans community, where instead of the school its governing body determining what the main language should be, the government decides what it should be, which obviously raises a few issues around, obviously, if the learners are majority English and they must learn Afrikaans in Afrikaans for the area, or the other way around, then that's going to cause problems within the community. So as a solution to that, they've adjusted the what they call feeder areas for schools. So now you can only attend a school that's in your local area, and that's to be determined by the minister once again, instead of by the school governing body as to who they can admit and not admit. And that goes right down to individuals. There's proof of immunization, which has also caused a bit of a ruckus in civil society. You have to show proof of inoculation, vaccines, and so on. And again, if they're not shown, then the learners will not be admitted into schools. And again, that's determined by the minister. The minister has the final say in all of that. A whole lot of issues around special education needs as well. Homeschooling's always been an issue. And school zoning, which I did mention there. Many, many issues around the whole bill.
So Dear South Africa received, about 6,000 responses opposing the regulations. What were the main reasons that people had?
The main reasons so far are all around proof of immunization, oddly enough.
What? I would not have called that one. But it makes sense. It makes sense it makes sense. I'm not going to be big. But people who don't like, who are anti-vaxxers, if that is the reason, are very, very militant about it. So actually, I shouldn't be surprised.
Yes, absolutely it is. I think the whole COVID and mandatory vaccinations issue has fueled that fire. Although there's no mention of COVID, mandatory COVID vaccinations anywhere whatsoever. It's the usual that we all get. And I think it's just an emotional point for a lot of people. And also the school feeder areas has brought up a bit of an issue there, and the loss of control by school governing bodies is among the top complaints there as well.
Right. So, are there legal or civic challenges now planned to contest the bill or parts of the bill?
Yes, I have spoken to a few groups. There's a large conglomerate of groups that are joined together. We've been fighting it all along, and they are prepared to go take on the regulations. How successful they'll be is up for debate. Their regulations are determined generally by the minister, and not usually put out for public consultation. And their challenge is based around lack of adequate public consultation, which I don't think will be successful in its terms. There's been years and years of public consultation, many meetings with pretty much every organization. But their argument is that the minister and department have not listened to the views of the public and have stormed ahead regardless with minimal, if any, changes whatsoever.
So is this likely to result in success, some of these challenges?
I think it's difficult to determine at this stage. I have my doubts. There might be a few amendments to the regulations themselves, which I think would be the better option, in which case public participation will sway that before it goes to court. But I think a court challenge, in my personal opinion, I don't think will be successful. I think the power lies in addressing it before it gets to court through public participation.
Rob Hutchinson, founder of Dear South Africa, thank you for joining us. The Bella Bill, now the Bella Act, may be law, but the debate is clearly far from over.